You're listening to under no.
No, that's not us.
That's not us. You're listening to Approximate Knowledge,
yeah.
The only educational podcast you'll ever need to listen to for the rest of your life.
Probably. Yep.
Yeah. We got all the facts that you need.
Yeah.
Working on a theme song.
Yeah. We don't really know what to do about that.
Some kind of intro. It's coming. Well, tonight the topic is we're going to go a little spookier.
Yeah.
For the fall season.
Yeah, isn't today the first day of fall?
Yeah.
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 That's nice. It's weird. Like up here, it was summer, and then like a day later, it was fall.
Yeah.
It like happened all in one day.
But we're going to do ghosts and hauntings and haunted house and ghost hunting.
Yeah.
All the kind of, yeah, all your spook needs.
Yeah. Any question that you've ever had about ghosts, we're going to try to answer them. I mean, we're going to tell you what a ghost is first and foremost. I mean, does anyone really know what a ghost is?
Yeah. Well, from the research, all the research I've done, apparently no one knows for sure.
No one knows for sure. Well, Wikipedia says it is the soul or spirit of a dead person or animal that can appear to the living.
That's convenient.
In folklore, a ghost, sometimes known as an apparition, haunt, phantom, poltergeist, shade, specter, spirit, spook, or wraith. Which, is it appropriate to call a ghost a spook anymore?
I think that kind of fell out of fashion.
But yeah.
I don't know.
That's mostly a racial slur.
Yeah.
So we're going to avoid using the S word.
From here on out. Even yeah. Though I dropped them fairly early.
The S-P-O, because spirit is an S word as well.
Yeah.
An S-P-I word. Yeah. Okay. So
all right.
Past that.
Yeah, we're kind of playing it fast and loose with ghosts. But I think all the information that we need about ghosts, Hollywood pretty much gave us all those answers.
Yeah.
Most of my knowledge of ghosts comes really from Ghostbusters.
The Exorcist.
Yeah. The Exorcist wasn't really a ghost.
That's an answer. Question we need to answer is when do you call in a specialist like an exorcist to take care of your demon? Because are ghosts and demons the same?
I don't think so. I think that kind of that answer comes from how Catholic you are.
Oh, that's so true.
I think if you're pretty Catholic, you're going to call an exorcist.
Yeah.
Protestants call ghost hunters.
What do the Jews call?
The rabbi?
No. Wait, no. They did that in one movie with that handsome boy. What was his, the guy who played the comedian? He was in it. Did you see that?
I don't think so.
And there is like a Jewish demon, and they're like, oy vey.
Oy vey.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, I did see it was a Polish or an Austrian film. I think it was Polish Israeli film, but it was about a demon.
Yeah.
A Dybbuk. Yeah.
Is that what they call him?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it takes the form. That's kind of like an exorcism type deal they call on the rabbi. I'm like, what's going on here? Get out of this man's body. You're like a teenage girl. Like, stop it.
Ew. Jordan and I were talking the other day because it's Rosh Hashanah, and he had no idea. And then afterwards, it's Yom Kippur, and like I was looking up to see what it was because Jordan's a bad Jew, and he doesn't know anything about anything. And essentially, Yom Kippur is like Jews get to be Catholic for a day. It's like a day they get to be super guilty about all their sins. And
that's cool.
Yeah. I was like, they're getting in on the fun. Like, yeah. They don't have to feel it all the time. Just like that one time.
Yeah.
As far as I know, most Jewish holidays just seem like it's another celebration of a time they didn't get exterminated. But Jordan's like, yeah, essentially, that's pretty much what we do.
Yeah. You got to take the good times.
Yeah.
Run with those good times.
Yeah. And you got to remember the bad times because
there's a lot.
Yeah, you know?
Well, ghosts. Apparently, only 30... Well, only might not be the right word, but 37% of Americans believe in haunted houses.
Really?
Yeah. But 28% Canadians believe in haunted houses, and 40% of Britons believe in haunted houses.
Are you making these percentages up?
I'm not
because you're not reading off of anything, so I feel like you're just making them all up.
No, it's a stat that I memorized from like an hour ago when I read it off Wikipedia.
Yeah, some people say that you should memorize poems, but Jimmy memorizes statistics about ghost houses.
I remember I memorized Wikipedia articles.
Yeah, so we've done so much research about this. I have so many pages up on my phone. I typed into Google ghost hunting for dummies. There's a bunch of, like, you know those old 90s style web pages? Like
every ghost hunter has one of those.
Yeah,
pages.
It's like every single one of them. Like, there's no clear background here. Let me show you. Like, there's like little spookies in the back and.
Oh, yeah.
Like white text over black background with like some sort of spooky image on the back.
Yeah, they should probably just go to GoDaddy or something.
Yeah. Is GoDaddy still a thing?
Yeah, GoDaddy's still a thing.
Oh, my God.
I think there's another one, too. I always hear it sponsored, but GoDaddy's just the one that I remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
You thank the Super Bowl commercials for that.
Yeah, and all the hot chicks, I guess.
Yeah.
Do they even do those commercials anymore?
Yeah, every Super Bowl.
Still?
Yeah.
Damn, you'd think that the times would catch up with them and they'd be like, no, none of this.
No, not yet, at least.
Go, Daddy. So this guy is making it very clear he is not encouraging amateurs to do this. You need full and proper training to ghost hunt, apparently.
Well, what would, like, demand that a ghost hunter, like, where is that line crossed? Like, where is that line?
I'm not too sure. I guess it depends on how much equipment you buy.
Yeah,
is what I'm thinking.
Well, I'm just thinking, like, when will you? What is call the most, a ghost hunter? Like,
what is the most prestigious ghost hunting school in America?
I don't know.
Where would it be? I bet it'd be in Maine.
Yeah. Yeah. Stephen King sponsors.
Yeah,
it's Stephen King's
Florida the University of King's University.
King's University of Ghosts.
Yeah, they also have a spooky clown college subdivision in it.
Yeah.
and stalker classes.
Stalker classes.
Misery.
Yeah. Misery.
I like that one.
Groundskeeping school.
Groundskeeping school. Bonjour.
That's what Jack Torrance was in The Shining, right?
He wasn't a groundskeeper, was he?
I think so.
No.
Keeping the grounds of the
He's
hotel.
Keeping the grounds. No, that's what that other dude did who was just like, you got the shinin. Or maybe I'm just confusing The Simpsons, but like that's what that dude does. He's like, hey, Danny, you got that shining, bro.
No, he was a cook.
Oh.
That's Dick Holloway.
Yeah, so maybe I'm just confusing The Simpsons, but.
Speaking of Dick Holloway and spooky Stephen King, I was reading the original draft of the It screenplay, and Dick Holloway was in the original draft of the new It movie.
Really?
Yeah.
What was he doing?
He saves Mike Hanlon's father from the Black Spot Fire.
Oh, that would make sense.
Yeah, but they cut all that.
Well,
it's a weaker movie because of it, I think.
All of Stephen King's shit is related, right? Like, it all... Like, yeah. At least in The Dark Tower, are they?
Well, yeah.
Bring it all back.
Well, it is related to The Shining because of Dick Holloway. They exist in the same
universe.
And I think The Stand, too.
Let's see.
I never got through all of The Stand.
This guy is very adamant about that this is the right way to do it.
Yeah, but...
There's only one right way to ghost hunt, and it is his way.
It is his way. What is his
name?
Oh,
my God. He's got a ghost hunter store.
A ghost hunter store?
Yeah, in Mount Holly, New Jersey.
Why is he going to promote that kind of activity? If he
for all of your paranormal and ghost hunting needs.
I thought he just said it's not for amateurs.
Yeah. I guess he... But, I mean... Maybe if you follow his way, he'll be okay with it.
Does he have a book?
I bet he does. I don't know. I'm not really far into his page. So, what you may encounter... There are generally two types of spirits you may encounter. One was human at one time and remained at this level for some reason. It may not know it's dead.
Yeah, I read something about that. Those are intelligent hauntings.
Oh, yeah. They got like some unfinished business or
yeah,
some sort of guilt. Or
like Nicole Kidman and The Others.
Yeah.
You know that movie.
I don't even remember.
We went and saw that in theaters.
No, that was too spooky for me. I went and saw something else. I forgot what I saw. It's something stupid, but
yeah.
You went and saw that with Grandma.
Mm-hmm. But it turns out she was a ghost. Spoiler.
Jimmy. So it says they're like, these spirits are like people. They can be good or bad, but they're not normally dangerous, apparently. And he said that this is the type of ghost you will encounter 95% of the time.
And they just kind of...
I don't know where he's getting his statistics from.
Well, probably from personal experience. Well, I'm sure he's seen his fair share.
Who died and made him king of the fucking ghosts? Like, he also says you can experience a residual haunting, which is just playback of the past of it. I'm laughing because I wonder if Fester's snoring is being picked up on the mic. Why don't you put that mic up to Fester for a second?
I don't think it'll reach.
Oh. I think you need to wake him up. Fester, you're ruining our show.
Don't worry, Fester. We'll edit this out so he won't be embarrassed.
Yeah, he's very embarrassed by his sleep apnea.
Well, I'm seeing about psychics. Is this guy psychic?
I bet he is.
Well, is he claiming? That's like first page kind of shit, though. Like,
you know what you never see?
What?
Fat ghosts.
Fat ghosts?
Have you ever heard of a fat ghost? They had one in that one movie with Matthew Lillard, right? There is a fat ghost in that. I think he's dressed as a baby.
Scooby-Doo? Is that what you're thinking?
No, it's not Scooby-Doo. The one where they're in a big spooky house and there's like seven ghosts, I think. I'm just assuming because seven's a spooky number.
Yeah. Well, 13's even spookier.
Oh, I think it is 13. Is it 13?
13 is a movie.
13 ghosts?
Yeah. 13 Ghosts is a movie.
Is that a movie?
I think there is a fat ghost in that.
Yeah, and he's like real gross, and Matthew Lillard's like, oh, look at that gross ghost, and he runs away. I don't know if... I think Matthew Lillard might be the ghost hunter. Like, I feel like he does that thing that Tim Curry does in Clue, where he's like just chilling.
Come to my
like,
house.
He's like, I'm like this person. I'm just like not even a thing. Like, don't worry about me. And then he's like, bam, I'm the ghost hunter. And
fooled
like,
all out of nowhere.
Yeah. Kind of like how, bam, I'm the murderer. And
yeah.
Yeah. And then he's like, I got some unfinished business with these 13 ghosts. And I don't really remember how the movie goes, but
I remember Tony Shalhoub's in it. He played Monk.
Yeah. Yeah. He's in it. And he's got kids. And he's
he has a daughter.
And his wife's dead, I think.
Yeah.
I think she's one of the 13 ghosts.
Yeah, that's right. I think she was exactly the 13th ghost. And didn't he, like, inherit the house from his uncle or something?
Maybe you're mixing up with The Shining.
No. Well, no one inherited a house from their uncle in The Shining.
Yeah, that was his uncle. He was like, I need to go to my Florida home for the winter. You need to stay up here. I don't know. Something like that. And they're like, we don't want to be here, Dad. And then Matthew Lillard's like, I'm not part of the family, but I'm here anyway.
I'm hunting ghosts.
Yeah. Or, I don't know. I don't remember anything.
I can't remember anything about that other movie than the fat ghosts. Yeah, and there were 13 ghosts.
And there were 13 of them, definitely. There's either 7 or 13 always. It says that in this. No, I'm kidding. But
wait, I'm kind of hung up if this guy's a psychic or not, because through my research, I see that on those, the intelligent hauntings, they get psychics to, you know, go up to these ghosts and be like, yo, you know, you're dead, right? And
yeah, like the Long Island medium.
Yeah, like the Long Island.
Does she go to actual houses for haunting? Or does she just have people come in the safety of her house? And see, I think that's the difference between a ghost hunter and a psychic is... how much ghost danger hunters, they put themselves in.
Ghost hunters get like right into the...
Yeah, they get up into that shit. And the one they like to observe from a safe distance.
Mediums are just cowards.
Yeah. If you hear me, Teresa, whatever the fuck. Teresa, ghost girl.
Ghost hunter.
You're a coward.
Yeah, medium.
So this guy, general tips for ghost hunting. check out the area in the daylight so you're familiar with the area so you won't be able to get yourself in a dangerous spot. And then he says, look for no trespassing signs. If there's no trespassing sign, you're probably good. Which is hilarious.
You shouldn't go after ghosts like that.
Yeah.
Don't trespass on ghost property.
He says, call the police if you're going in a graveyard so they know they're aware of your presence and they don't try to come in there and ruin your ghost hunting trip. Oh my god, can you imagine being a cop and getting that call? They were like, what a fucking idiot. Like, I'd go arrest that kid anyway.
I'm hunting ghosts, Dad.
Yeah. I'd be like, those kids are going to do some drugs.
Those kids are up to no good.
Jimmy, do you have any ghostly experience?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah. And I never tell anyone about this. You, the house that we grew up in, I saw a glowing man outside my door.
No, you didn't.
I swear to God I did. I must have been like 6.
Were you on drugs?
No, I was 6. And my door was open and I saw him and he was just standing there watching me.
Ew.
It was like in the middle of the night.
Okay, so this is another question we should bring up is, at what point is it a ghost or is it a homeless man who has broken to your house? And
he was way too shiny to be
a way too shiny man. Radioactive homeless man. I don't believe you.
You don't believe me?
I think you were dreaming.
I was not dreaming. I was wide awake and I was terrified.
I don't think I've ever had a ghost experience.
Yeah.
I've gone ghost hunting before.
Yeah.
With Kayla and her mom. And I went to the O'Galley Cemetery.
Yeah.
At night and
did a bunch of drugs.
A bunch of drugs and like sat around and like looked at things and that was pretty much it. We just kind of sat there and we were like, this is boring. Let's go home.
I think I'd be a very good ghost hunter.
I think I would be too. If I could get paid for it, I'd totally do it.
Yeah. I'd go out and make a name for myself.
I would love to just like rummage through people's houses. That's like my dream job.
Just be paid with to no walk through someone's house.
With no real purpose, just like bugging people's houses and putting up cameras and watching what goes on.
I would love to canvas a neighborhood like
oh yeah,
friendly neighborhood ghost hunter.
And doing we should get like shirts and do it in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
We'd get arrested. It says, make sure to bring your ID so if you're questioned by the police, you can prove who you are.
Is there a place that like prints out like ghost hunting certificates? Well, I guess this goes back to ghost hunting school.
You should look that up. Yeah. I'm sure Stephen King has them on hand.
Yeah, I'm sure Stephen King prints them
out. You can be an ordained ghost hunter.
So, I think that kind of comes with that ordained minister thing. You can also hunt ghosts
yeah.
and perform exorcisms as well as marry people.
According to this guy, 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. are psychic hours. So that's the best time to go ghost hunting.
9 p.m. to 6 a.m.?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're in prime ghost hunting time right now.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I wonder if there's a ghost in my house. See, I would immediately think there's a homeless man in my house.
Mm.
Or I'm like, shut up, you fucking dog.
Shut up, Bess.
Yeah, like, I have too many animals to be afraid of ghosts in my house, honestly. I'm like, cat. Something fell off. Cat.
Okay, ghost hunting school. First thing in Google. Paranormal Investigator 101, how to become a ghost hunter. Universal classes, paranormal studies. This is probably not an accredited school, but...
I don't know, Jimmy.
Okay,
Sounds pretty legit to me.
Paranormal Investigation 101. $50, no certificate. Or $75 with CEU certificates.
What the fuck? You got to pay for a certificate? Like,
yeah.
Pay extra? Like, you can attend
just
our class.
Just like any other school.
Just for fun.
Right. Start right now. Join this course. 6 lessons, 12 exams, 5 hours average time, 0.5 CEUs, which I don't understand.
Do you think that would look good on a resume?
CEU certificate, but it gives you half a CEU? I don't understand.
Do you think that would look good on a resume?
Like
a certified ghost hunter?
It would look bad on a resume. I actually have $75.
Oh, yeah. Which, just like
just to add that to my resume. I would definitely.
That'd be hilarious. Be like I feel like you could just say that on there without paying $75. I don't think they're going to ask for proof. It's not like a fucking basic life support certification.
I would definitely take the class just for that certification, though,
yeah,
so I could.
It's not a CPR class. You don't need to prove that you actually did it.
I wouldn't want to put it on my resume. I'd be ashamed of myself if I didn't take
it. Jimmy, everyone lies on their resume.
They have 1,251 students.
That's a lot.
Have taken this course. Probably not, not
currently. I thought you meant like currently enrolled. I was like, shit.
Yeah, I just didn't read it fast enough.
Oh, God. Fucking ghost hunting is the new up and coming. Who says jobs aren't out there? Come on. Said school's not affordable. So what to bring when you go ghost hunting? A digital camera so you can catch some of the spookies.
Mm-hmm. Obviously.
A digital voice recorder so you can get those EVPs. You know what those are?
No.
The electronic voice phenomena. So you can just be like, is there anyone in here?
Oh.
And then silence. and then you hear if anyone is like, I guess we could do that on here.
Just, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think anyone's going to talk back. You'll hear Fester snoring.
Is this for the good ghosts, the intelligent hauntings? Or the
This is for all ghosts.
For all ghosts.
Yeah, he said bring a flashlight, common sense, a first aid kit.
Does it say that like parentheses?
Yeah, it does. With spare batteries. A notebook with pens and pencils. You'll need to write and log everything, apparently.
Obviously.
Makes
sense.
Like jackets.
Tracks. Gets cold when you're ghost hunting.
Yeah. Oh, ghosts are cold.
Yeah, they get like the shifts in temperature, right?
Oh, what they say.
You're going to need those jackets.
Yeah. Advance, you get a video camera, and then an EMF detector is for the advanced ghost hunter, which I guess I don't. Electromagnetic field detector.
Just grab the one you got lying
it's
around.
It's a modern day ghost researcher's tracking device. A very important piece of equipment. I feel like that's like the least credible piece of equipment that you can have as a ghost hunter.
Yeah.
Like,
well, if you
magnets,
don't have
miracles.
If you don't have that certificate, I'm just not going to take you seriously either. So. Well, speaking
a cellular phone apparently is an advanced piece of equipment. So that shows how out of date this fucking website is.
I bet there's some really good ghost hunting apps on the App Store.
Oh my God, I'm gonna look after I'm done. Well, a compass.
While you're going through that, before I forget, I want to go over the course description for the.
Go ahead.
Okay. It's designed to give you a deeper insight into the world of paranormal investigation. If you're a skeptic but possess an open mind, you'll discover that paranormal investigation is similar to the process of forensic investigation. So right up there.
Yeah, like, Jesus Christ.
Essential characteristics of a paranormal investigation require a cautious approach backed with scientific methodology.
Don't leave your fingerprints on ghosts, guys.
The provided information will prepare you to establish yourself as a leading source when families are plagued by the possibility of ghosts. Impress your friends and family with your ghost hunting certificate.
I feel like our family would be so impressed by that.
I think so.
Especially if we went through the Catholic Church. Like, we'd be like, fuck yeah.
That's probably a very...
I feel like ghosts are just such a Catholic thing.
Yeah.
Like,
no, they're demons. Ghosts aren't like Catholic.
I feel like demons and ghosts... All of them are the same.
No, they're not.
Grumpkins and Snocks and
all right. Poltergeists or other haunting specters. Oh, yeah. The same sentence. All right. We will study the different types of paranormal activities. Typical case study of a haunting, parentheses, the essential investigating equipment, the investigation process, and how to deal with aftermath of an investigation. I wonder what that aftermath would be. Just like upset family members.
I guess it's like,
I guess that's why you take the course to find out.
Like, have you seen that Ghost Hunter show? Like, were they
I've never watched that.
No, yeah, they'll like do their ghost hunting and then they'll come back and they'll play whatever they got and they'll be like, oh my God,
that's a ghost,
that's the ghost I've been telling you about.
It's like,
they all get upset and yeah.
Alright. This course will also include a list of research centers, associations, and websites of interest to a potential or seasoned paranormal investigator. Start anytime, instructor feedback, 6 months to complete. Jesus, 6 months
Jesus
to complete.
Christ.
That's a real time sink.
It took me 30 hours to get my CNA license. Yeah.
They have a very high standard for ghost hunters.
I guess so. Higher than the standard of CNA licensure in Florida. Clearly.
Android and iOS friendly. Accredited CEUs. What is a CEU?
A CEU?
Yeah, CEU. Because they're, I guess they're accredited CEUs.
Certified.
Educational university? I don't know.
I guess so.
I don't know. I'll look at continuing education from, oh no, that's not it. Okay, continuing education unit. All right.
Can you get like a master's in it? Like their version of a master's?
No, I think it's just like kind of just like ghost hunting.
Doctor of ghosts.
Someone knocking on your wall?
They better not be.
Probably ghost.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's the ghost.
All right. Continuing education and professional development is required in many fields, including teachers, insurance professionals, interior designers, interior architects, lighting designers, and ghost hunters.
This guy has step-by-step procedures for his ghost hunting.
All right, let's hear them.
So have everyone meet in the specified location, divide the equipment, and you got to pick a leader, I guess, for some reason.
It seems not very clear why. Be important.
Enter the site either privately or as a group and ask for a blessing or protection for the duration of the hunt. You can use this time to put yourself in a positive frame of mind.
The leader is putting themselves in a positive frame of mind?
I think everyone is. I do encourage everyone to take at least 10 seconds to do this. It is a really quick blessing, I think. Yeah. He's got a list of prayers that he uses.
Does he list it out?
Yeah, he's got them. Hold on. He said an experienced demonologist will tell you that by doing this in the name of God or whatever good thing you worship will keep any non-human spirit at bay, since they had to leave you alone when told so in this manner. Like, what?
It's kind of a generic prayer.
No, like, that's not the prayer. Oh. That's just what... That doesn't sound like any sort of prayer I've ever heard in my life. It's just, he's just saying
weird
that
ghost hunters.
He's saying the fucking, and thou shed an, said an experienced demonologist will do this thing. No, he's saying that any good experienced demon man will tell you that you need to say a prayer, because if you do it in the name of God, then the ghost will just leave you alone because it has to, which doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, I didn't think that. All right, so.
I didn't know demons lived by. Ghost man's rules.
Or ghosts run by demon rules.
Yeah.
So I guess maybe I wasn't very right when I thought that they were completely separate entities.
Yeah, he seems to think, here's his, he's got an opening prayer. Saint Michael, the archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. Mm. May God rebuke him. We humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all evil spirits who wander through the world for the ruins of soul. Amen.
That's a ballsy prayer.
I got my next Thanksgiving opening prayer. Defend us in this battle. And then he's got a closing one. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command all human spirits to be bound to the confines of the cemetery. I guess assuming that you're in a cemetery.
Yeah.
I command all inhuman spirits to go where Jesus Christ tells you to go, for it is he who commands you. Amen.
Mm. All right.
And then I got my closing Thanksgiving prayer, too. When everyone's drunk and I'm just like, let Jesus Christ send you guys to where you gotta go.
All right.
So if this guy sounds like your type of ghost hunter, his services are free. He is a part of the South Jersey Host Research.
You know there's some spooky shit going on in Jersey.
Yeah, for real. And then it says the Delaware Valley's oldest ghost research group, which... Oh, it covers all of New Jersey, Eastern Pennsylvania, Delaware, and the NYC area.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And so, they got some old shit there, so there's bound to be some ghosts around.
So it's sjgr.org if you're interested.
S-G-G-R?
sjgr.org.
What does that stand for?
South Jersey Ghost Research.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so... Free. From what I'm seeing, a lot of ghost hunters' services are free. Like, I was just looking at Portland's local ghost hunters, and, you know, do ghost hunters prefer to be called paranormal investigators?
I think they would. They didn't go to ghost college to, just be called
a ghost hunter.
Yeah.
Sounds like they're just some sort of hobbyist. Yeah, so they're free, too, if you're in the Portland area. Portland, Oregon Paranormal Society. They've got a phone number. The other guys didn't, so.
They probably have a nicer website, too.
Yeah, no. Well, they got the same dark background with the white text, you know.
Kind of standard for the profession, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's spooky.
Yeah.
So we were listening to a couple of their evidence files. I don't hear anything.
Yeah,
It's like, they'll say what... Like, there's this one, and it's like...
They're kind of putting the words in the ghost's mouth.
Yeah, they're like... The interpretation is this the spirit box records a male voice saying the year, which was 2013. And then it's like you play the file and it's silence.
And the guy's and they like,
did he say 2013? Do you hear that? Yeah. And they also have a lot of background noise. It sounds like there's a TV on. So I don't see how you could do efficient ghost hunting if you have background noise.
I just searched up ghost hunting apps in the Google Play Store. Easy use ghost detector with EMF meters and EVP analysis. Looks pretty easy to use.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going to see if there's one on mine.
I'm sure there's some on Apple.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Oh, same. EMF detector.
Oh, see, you don't SG3 need all that fancy spirit box equipment.
And EVP recorder. Ghost. All in one kit. Ghostcom radar spirit detector. That's weird. Locate ghosts. It's kind of like Pokemon Go for ghosts.
Ghost detector radar with camera. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, Ghostcom radar spirit detector.
You must be looking at a different one.
Yeah. The first one that popped up was ghost hunting tools.
Yeah. I just typed in ghost hunting. This one's got 495 reviews. I'm going to read some of them. The day I met my ghost.
Is that?
That's one of the reviews. So I was walking around playing with the app thinking it was just for fun, and I didn't believe ghosts at that point. And then I went to my closet, and they said there was a ghost in my closet. So I decided to ask it a question. I didn't believe it. I asked it to show me you're here, and then all my hangers moved. It was creepy. And then when I looked back, it was gone. So I searched around the house for some more, and it said there was one in my fridge. So I asked it again to show me you're here, and a huge watermelon fell on the ground, and it burst open on the inside. I was so creeped out, but I wanted to test it. Maybe my sister wants to prank me. So I searched the house again and went to my garbage, and it showed me one again. And I asked it to show me you're here, and the garbage can started to fly. It wasn't in my garbage can. It turned into blood on the ground, and it spelled out my name. And then after my name was in blood, it said, you're next. So right away I deleted the app. And then after a few days, when I took a shower, it was blood, not water. And then I washed my hands, blood, that water. I want to smaller to drink blood, not water. So as soon as he starts to happen at school, so after a week we were going to move. And
is it a good review? I can't tell yet.
It got 4 stars. So I went to school, and there was a week after
is that move, sounds like
and a- then it moved, and there was a car was there, was a car behind me, no driver in it. So I downloaded the app again, and there was a ghost driving. I think this was written by a six-year-old.
Well, that six-year-old should not have access to the App Store.
Yeah, really. There's a lot of people giving it good reviews. Yeah, so this person wasn't very impressed. They said that they started it up and then their phone died, and they're like, app's broken.
That sounds like a pretty convincing case for haunting.
Yeah. I saw a ghost, dude. I was in Colorado, no biggie, at the hotel, and I whipped out my phone. I saw a woman in old-timey clothes down the hall, and I noticed the app that a ghost was standing there. I assumed it was a waitress from the restaurant downstairs. She started saying weird things. She said her name was Lorraine, and she had a client waiting. Later that week at the restaurant, I asked if Lorraine was there. They said no one named Lorraine worked there, and I told them what I saw on the top floor. And they said, oh, it used to be a brothel, and it was quite frequently haunted. Hashtag ghost prostitute. Hashtag rip Lorraine. Hashtag supernatural experiences.
Nice. So it looks like it's fun.
Are you finding any ghosts? Oh, I just started the app. Let's turn these...
That's spooky.
Yeah. Let's turn these sounds off.
Ghost radar activated. Oh, that's how you know it's on.
I don't think I got any ghosts, guys.
Oh, is that like an infrared thing?
I don't know what it is. So I don't think my house is haunted.
According to the app.
I wonder if it finds a ghost, if it's like, ghost, ghost, ghost. Like, you know how the black box and planes are like, pull up, whoop, whoop, pull up.
I don't know. Does the black box do that in the plane?
Yeah, they do. When You know when they crash? You've never heard that?
I just know that they're indestructible.
Record noise. You ever turn that off?
Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
All right.
Oh, oh God. Ghost signal acquired.
Ghost signal acquired.
Vengeful. Type vengeful spirit.
Oh.
I can't tell where it is. Oh, Jimmy, it's right there. You see it?
Is it on Jordan? The portrait of Jordan?
No, it's like right next to the portrait of Jordan. That I don't.
I can't see
oh,
it.
Oh, no. It's gone, gone now.
Fuck.
It looked like a little baby ghost. It said it was pretty vengeful.
Mm.
So, yeah, this is fun.
It's like Pokemon Go.
Yeah, it is. It's like, that would be a really cool video game. You go ghost hunt.
Yeah.
Like Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters out.
If you see another ghost, I would say just, can you take pictures with it?
Well, I could take screenshots.
All right. Well, next time
I'm
you see a ghost,
sit.
Take a
like
screenshot.
Like in one spot. There it is.
Screenshot that
with
shit.
Jimmy.
Is that the same ghost you saw from before?
No, that's spooky. That's a friendly ghost.
Oh, is it a friendly
I can
ghost?
Ask it a question.
What
should I ask it?
Should we get a ghost hunter?
Should we get a ghost hunter?
All right,
oh,
ghost.
I spelled hunter wrong.
I'm sure a friendly ghost will get what you mean.
Yeah, she's very understanding.
Yeah, friendly ghosts tend to be understanding.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That was quick.
Yeah, she is pretty friendly.
I mean, she is right there, though, so she could be a little bit quicker with it.
Yeah, like, for real.
Oh, God.
4-H upside down Y. Yes.
Oh.
Oh, translate faster. God damn it. There's an app. There's a fucking ad for the app.
That was a successful ghost hunt.
Yeah. You know, you don't need no fancy degree.
We'll put a
is she
picture.
Still there? Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. We're going to.
Okay.
Do you mind being. Well?
Okay, bye.
That was pretty rude of you, friendly ghost.
Yeah, that's not very friendly of you. I wasn't done talking.
Well, we'll put up a screenshot of the ghost.
Yeah. Yeah.
On the
yeah. I have two ghosts, apparently, in my house, guys. What are the odds that it would happen? Like, how long have I been running that app?
I never thought it would happen to me.
Yeah.
Well, at least you got a friendly one to kind of balance out the vengeful spirit.
Yeah. So she's probably keeping that little baby ghost. It was really tiny compared to that one.
Yeah, like, that one looked, the friendly one did not look very friendly.
It didn't. You know what? The other one didn't look spooky at all. It was just like a little mini ghost that was floating up there.
Like a Casper.
Yeah, like Casper. But it was vengeful and pissed off about something.
Mm.
Probably Fester. It doesn't like my dogs. I bet it was killed by a dog. And it was just like, yeah. I completely forgot what I was talking about before I don't. Oh, I was reading reviews.
Yeah. Well, do you know any big hauntings? I know, like, Poltergeist. That was, like, based on a real story, right?
What?
True story. Poltergeist? Yeah.
Maybe. I know Amityville.
Mm-hmm.
And there's that one story of the girl. Like, have you ever heard the recording of the, what is it called? The exorcism of that chick? And here, I'll type it in. Real life exorcism.
Nah.
And it's like, essentially, she was schizophrenic, but it was like before mental illness was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And her parents, like,
called up the church.
Yeah, called them up, and they're like, yo, there's something fucking going on. And
Who is it? What's her name?
Annalise Michelle.
That's a weird name.
Yeah. 1973.
Mm.
So that seems a little.
Isn't that when The Exorcist came out?
Yeah. Yeah. This is based on her story. So I think it is the same chick because I knew she had a. It was The Exorcism of Emily Rose. It's based off of.
Oh, they have a movie about that too.
Yeah. She, they did the thing and she died of malnutrition and dehydration as a direct result of the exorcisms. And, her parents and the Catholic officials were held responsible and convicted of manslaughter.
Good.
Which, yeah, they should do that.
Apparently, there are, like, a lot of rogue exorcists in this country.
I could see that.
Like, not official Catholic. I think there's only, like, Well, from another podcast I'm listening to, it said there's only like 30 or so.
Oh.
Like officially licensed by the Catholic Church exorcists in America.
I didn't know that the Catholic Church did that.
No, yeah, that's like their whole deal.
Oh, I thought they just kind of were like, that was one of the things, like, they're kind of child molestings. They're just like, you know, we don't really talk about that, but it happens,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, you have to call up your local and see if they do those services. And, like, if there's no real affiliation with the actual Catholic, you know, them as a whole.
Yeah. No, they officially, I don't know, the Pope, I don't think the Pope's come out and said anything about him recently, so.
Well, I just read that article that was like, the Pope was like, you need to have those on retainer, but I don't think that was a real article. Which would be hilarious, like, out of all the Popes, like him, yeah. I don't think so.
Just have a couple, just in case, guys.
They have, the Amityville horror thing is based on a true story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those,
was the Annabelle thing too, right? Annabelle's like a real thing.
Yeah, those are the same people who do the Amityville, the famous ghost hunters. What are they called? What are their names? They're like a husband and wife team, Ed and Lorraine Warren.
Are they
highly controversial American paranormal investigators?
What's controversial about them?
I don't know. Let's see. Criticisms.
Actually, like very racist.
Notable investigation. They just have a slight racism problem. Notable investigations. Annabelle. According to the Warrens in 1970, two roommates claimed that their Raggedy Ann doll was possessed by a spirit of a young girl named Annabelle Higgins. They took the doll, telling the roommates it was being manipulated by an inhuman presence, and then they put it on display in their museum.
I didn't know it was a Raggedy Ann doll.
I didn't know either.
We got a creepy one in the trunk of your car.
I have two creepy Raggedy Ann dolls. I have one in here that Fester likes to chew on, and then one in the trunk. They'll ward off people from stealing things in my trunk. I always get really embarrassed when I'm putting groceries in there. I'm like,
it pops up. Yeah. Haunted doll, guys.
Yeah.
Don't worry, it's just okay. A haunted doll.
It's safe in there. My trunk was blessed. Let's see. The Perrin family, 1971, they claimed that Harrisville, Rhode Island.
That's The Conjuring, I think.
The family was haunted by a witch who lived there in the 19th century. She cursed the land, and whoever lived there somehow died. Yeah, it's The Conjuring. God, I wonder how rich these people are. The current owner of the home has done her own research and worked with several investigators, refuting the stories of witchcraft and the tragic deaths of the home. Good for her. Amityville horror case. Claimed that the house was haunted by a violent demonic presence so intense that it eventually drove them out of the house. Yeah, there's a bunch of people who are just like, yeah, that's a hoax. Then they're like, yeah, it is. It's not a hoax. It's real ghost, man. So the Warrens' version of the events is partially adapted and portrayed in the opening sequence of The Conjuring 2.
Ah. Well, what's the controversy?
Let's see. I'm just looking at all the shit they've been involved in.
Well, I've seen the movies.
Yeah, that's true. You don't really need to know.
Yeah.
They got a lot of them. Ooh, a werewolf.
A werewolf.
They claim to have exorcised a demon manifesting itself as a werewolf.
Okay.
There's some controversy. That's... I can see that. That's not even under their controversies.
I'd like to see that as The Conjuring 3.
Yeah. The Union Cemetery, they claim to capture a white lady, that's in quotes, white lady ghost.
That's weird.
They said they got her on film. Wait, no. Okay, never mind. I thought that was the New England Skeptical Society. For a second, I was like, oh my God, that's the same guy we were just talking about. They investigated the Warrens. They said they're very pleasant people, but their claims of demons and ghosts, they're at best tellers of meaningless ghost stories. And at worst, dangerous frauds. So I guess they charge for tours and they show off all the evidence they have for ghosts and spirits. And
so they're like a tourist trap kind of deal.
Yeah, they're like, this free. Is all bullshit. They have a ton of fish stories about evidence that got away. They're not doing good scientific investigation. They have a predetermined conclusion, which they adhere to literally and religiously.
Mm.
Lorraine Warren said of him that his problem is he doesn't base anything on a god.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I guess they just, like, claim that they got their evidence and...
That's it. That's, yeah, the controversy.
That's the controversy, I guess.
Well, let's give the listeners a rundown of how they know their house is haunted.
Oh,
without having to download an app to find.
Yeah, you can download that app. But if you you're too scared to do that.
Yeah.
So this is a WikiHow. 3 ways to tell your ghosts your house is haunted. Look out for shadows and figures. If you ever see anything seemingly inexplainable in your home, this can be a sign of a haunting. Things like dark shadows out of the corner of your eyes or figures that resemble people. Huh. Try to set up a video camera in your home is their advice for that.
Hmm.
Pay attention to unusual smells, essentially. Some people think that ghosts can leave unusual smells, and they don't have a clear source.
Just any specific smells to keep an eye open for? Or?
Sulfur is a common one.
Ghosts are gassy.
Hold on, I got a cat butt in my face. Yeah, generally bad odors, however, smells like food and perfume may also be detected. Mm. If I started smelling sulfur and bad odors, I'd be like, gas leak. Seeing shit, smelling bad odors, you should probably get a CO2 detector. Make sure you're not getting carbon monoxide poisoning. Did you ever hear that story about the dude on Reddit who he posted on Reddit and he's like, I keep finding notes written to myself. Like there's people breaking into my house and writing these notes to me, these post-it notes. And he is, like, really paranoid and setting up cameras and shit. And then someone commented and they're just like, you need to fucking get a CO2 detector. And he fucking went to the hospital for carbon monoxide poisoning.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, his update, he, like, commented later. He's like, bought a camera. I was raiding him. I'm at the hospital now. listen for unusual noises. You may hear footsteps, scratching, music, or even soft voices. Keep in mind, unusual noises can be caused by open windows or your neighbor's TV set. So don't think that, you know, make sure that you rule out every other answer. You also might have mice or rats if you hear footsteps and scratching. What else? Watch out for lights turning off and on. We have that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's because my plug isn't in all the way. It's kind of like halfway. That's also how you start a fire, guys.
And detect the earthquakes.
Yeah, that's how you get earthquakes. Other issues like loose light bulbs can cause flickering lights.
Mm.
Pay attention to nervous behavior in your pets. Oh my God, I got haunted. Animals may become frightened without a clear cause or may stare at something you cannot see. If your dog, for example, suddenly starts barking at the corner of the room, it may be seeing a ghost or spirit.
Or
there's an earthquake. My dog doesn't need a fucking reason to bark at nothing.
There's like a lot of crossovers between earthquake detection and ghosts.
Earthquake detection and carbon monoxide poisoning. Strange animal behavior, especially excessive vocalization, can be a sign your pet is in pain. So make sure you take them to the vet before you think there's a ghost.
Or a demon-possessed dog.
Yeah.
I've seen a Russian priest do an exorcism on a dog once.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we were just listening to a story about the Son of Sam, and he's like, my neighbor's dog is demon-possessed, and it's telling me to kill all these people. Note any cold spots or temperature changes. You know, the spots in your house seem cold, even if there's no obvious cause for a draft. This can be a sign of a haunting.
Mm-hmm.
Double check for cracks in your doors and open windows. Drafts can easily be the culprit. And pay attention to your dreams. Apparently, ghosts can get your dreams. I had no idea. You may have nightmares about things chasing or attacking you in your sleep. I feel like that's not anything ghosts would do. I don't think they can get your dreams. Unless they're in the movies.
Hmm.
And then it says, maybe you have sleep apnea. You should probably go to a doctor before you think there's something wrong. Notice if you feel like you're being watched. See, these are also all things I think can be contributed to schizophrenia. Evaluate changes in your own mood or other people's moods. Watch for strange illnesses and feelings of weakness. See, like, I don't know.
That's a lot more than three ways to...
Yeah, for real. See if anyone's died in your home. Some websites allow you to enter an address, and for a fee, they'll provide you with information like that.
Hmm.
Do an energy audit.
Like Scientology?
Talk to your neighbors. There's no easier way to fucking freak your neighbors out. Hey, they got ghosts in here, bro.
So, yeah, I think we tackled the ghosts. Yeah. Everyone knows what a ghost is now.
Yeah.
And ghost hunters.
Mm-hmm.
And basically who you would call. Who you would call.
Didn't we say that we were not going to do any Ghostbusters?
Yeah, that wasn't a Ghostbusters joke, though. That was just like a literal, like, you know.
Who are you going to call?
Yeah, who are you going to call? Now you know who you would call.
Yeah, it's not a rhetorical question anymore.
Yeah, you have your answer.
Yeah.
We've answered that rhetorical question.
Yeah. Was it really a rhetorical question, though? Because you're going to call the Ghostbusters before.
Yeah. No, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't really rhetorical.
But the Ghostbusters don't exist, guys. Yeah, so.
In real life.
In real life, who are you going to call?
Paranormal.
Not the Ghostbusters.
That one guy. I can't remember his fucking name, but he has that website.
Yeah. The New Jersey bad boy of ghost hunting.
Yeah. The Chris Christie of ghost hunters.
Oh my god, he totally is. So shout out to that guy.
Yeah, big shout out.
Yeah, I hope everything's going well for him.
Yeah, I wonder if they tip. How much would you tip your ghost hunter?
Do you tip your ghost hunter?
Well, the services are free, so
yeah,
they probably live on gratuity.
Yeah. They work off of tips.
Yeah.
I'll give them a hot tip of the next haunted place.
Yeah.
A hot tip.
I think they're just all trying to get their name out to get their own reality show on sci-fi.
You know what I never hear of? I never hear of ghost hunters having ghosts in their own house.
Well, again, we didn't say that we were going to reference Ghostbusters too much, but that kind of failed in the Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
You know, the EPA really cracked down on them. And, mm-hmm. you know, when you think about it, Ghostbusters is really, like, good, like, Republican propaganda. They're like a struggling small business, and like they're getting just torn apart by overregulation by the EPA and those big bureaucrats in the mayor's office.
Ghostbusters would have done really well in Trump's America.
Yeah.
I
think that's what they were trying to go for with Melissa McCarthy. That's why people didn't respond to it.
Yeah. So other than The Shining, which is the obvious one, what's your favorite ghost movie?
I really like The Innkeepers. I think that's what it's called. But it's really good. It came out like not too long ago, and it was good. It's about a haunted hotel.
Yeah.
It's closing. They're like amateur paranormal investigators. It's a really cool movie.
Oh, to watch it. I don't think I've seen very many ghost movies other than that one Jewish ghost movie and 13 Ghosts.
Yeah.
So that's like 13 movies all in its own.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I've seen, what's that? Paranormal Activity.
Paranormal Activity?
Yeah, that's one, right?
Yeah. That's
okay. One. I thought I was fucking the name up.
I thought you were just like, what is that one about Paranormal Activity?
What's the one movie about Paranormal Activity? Paranormal Activity? Yeah. That's the one.
Yeah, and they made some really shitty ghost movies. Like, you remember that one movie with the... Fuck, they spoofed it in Scary Movie 2, but it's just like this woman goes into a house and like a big mansion. I don't know. I remember seeing it in theaters like when I was
She goes
way
into
younger.
A big mansion, and then what happens?
It's just
a ghost there.
Ghosts and... Oh. Yeah.
Who's in it?
I can't remember.
Oh, well, I can't even remember what Scary Movie 2 was about.
They go into the house and it's haunted.
I don't remember any of the scary movies except Scary Movie 3, where they have aliens.
Yeah, The Ring kind of is. I actually watched The Ring today.
Oh yeah, The Ring is a ghost movie.
Yeah,
that's a good movie.
That is good.
Yeah,
they don't really do ghost movies anymore.
No,
other than The Conjuring, but not hot on that movie.
Is Annabelle considered a ghost movie?
Well, yeah. What are they called? The Warrens, like. Demonic possessed doll.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I haven't really seen Faster Jesus Christ. My dog is snoring so loud. I haven't seen the Saw movies in a while.
No, those aren't ghost movies.
Yeah, I was gonna say maybe eventually it took a ghost turn. I wouldn't know. How many are there now? Like 17? 13? Yeah,
they got a new one coming out. I thought
that. Yeah, I saw that. I was like, that looks like a piece of shit.
Yeah, I joked that it was gonna be a ghost movie. Like he's back from the dead. And
that would be really cool, I think.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I really don't get what the Saw movies are about, honestly. Like, they're about a midget who kills people?
No.
Is he a midget?
No. Bigot.
Well, I mean, he looks tiny. He's got the tiny bike, right?
No, that's a puppet.
It's a puppet? Yeah, that's not... See, I don't fucking know. So there's an actual person that's not that. I thought it was just like a creepy looking doll or something like that. Going in and doing all this shit. That makes it seem a lot... How does he get the puppet? Is he like just a very good ventriloquist or something?
It's like a wind-up doll.
It's a wind-up doll?
Yeah, like I'd assume if he could like create all these intricate traps that he could probably man like a little puppet.
It's like a robot at that point, though.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibilities when he's building a machine that can like snap someone's head in half.
I don't know. I think it's kind of easy to build something to snap people's heads in half.
Well, it's probably just as easy to build like a puppet robot.
Puppet that can ride a bike and haunt people.
Yeah.
I don't know anything. I thought like the puppet came and like rode its little bike.
And laughed
and then like flipped some switches and then...
The
people's heads got chopped in half.
No, it wasn't like
so
that.
So he's not doing any of the killing. He's just kind of like, hey, what's up?
He's just like, yeah, it's that boy.
Hey, yeah. You know who it is. And they're like, oh, shit, we do. And then they die.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, well, that's kind of... So who's the dude who's making them? Do they ever show him?
Yeah. He's in, like, the very first movie at the end.
Oh.
He's... Yeah.
I don't remember the first movie.
It's not a very, not a great series, but he's in it, a lot of it.
So, like,
he died in, like, the fifth one, though.
How is he, what?
So
he's a ghost?
No, he's just set it all up to work after he
died. So now the puppet's just on its own?
Yeah.
He's created a puppet monster?
He had, like, followers, I guess. I think that's the mythology of
that's
it.
That's weird. And,
yeah.
I'm confused by that, honestly. Like, you'd think that... Where does Saw take place?
I don't know.
How shitty is that police department?
You know, I kind of just feel like it's in Canada. Like,
do they not have engineers in Canada?
Well,
that can disable these devices.
No.
Get like one of those.
Well, he's not like
those mines and Fallout and just like throw it in there so disable all of his robots.
He's not capturing like engineers in his traps. Like,
there's got to be someone who's just like, hey.
I'm pretty good with puzzles. And
yeah.
I don't know. I don't think it came up.
Yeah. That's weird.
But it's not a ghost movie, so it's not applicable to any of this.
Yeah.
If you got a problem like that, then a ghost hunter is probably not going to help you either.
Yeah. I don't know who to call for that. I don't know who you're going to call, guys.
Yeah.
You call a puppeteer. Mm-hmm. That's what our next episode's going to be about.
I think there is a puppeteer movie, Haunted Puppets.
Haunted Puppets?
Puppet Master, yeah.
That's spooky.
Yeah.
Like haunted.
You don't remember those shitty like movies? We used to get them all the time. It was little,
no,
like,
I remember
VHS
them. Like
films.
Them go to Albertsons and
yeah.
get like all those spookies
mm-hmm.
and Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah. And Kirby. Kirby
and Mystic
time.
Ninja. what else? What was I just going to say? Oh, they should, like, make a Muppets movie where they're all murderers.
In a You know, that I had an idea.
I would
idea.
Love to see Kermit the Frog.
I had an idea for a monster movie that was just like the typical setup, like teens in a cursed camp or something, and there's a monster that really just wants to go kill him in cold blood, but he's very self-conscious.
Oh, that's so cute.
He doesn't want to be seen by any of them.
It's...
So he's just got, like, self-esteem issues.
Isn't that, like, Frankenstein? Doesn't he have some self-esteem issues? But well, he doesn't want to kill, right?
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, he really, really wants to kill those, like, half-naked teens. Oh, but he's just crippling self-doubt.
What is he ashamed of?
Just that
like
they'll
laugh
at him.
Like, his killing abilities, his appearance.
I think it's a mix
smell.
Of both. The killing abilities and the appearance, because I was thinking that he would look like a... You know, like Where the Wild Things Are type monsters,
oh,
like all furry, like a big Muppet.
Mm. Aww.
Yeah.
I'd watch that.
Yeah, I would too.
But like, how do you make that into a movie? It's just like...
Yeah,
like,
it's
just
kind
like
of a
the,
one-note joke.
Yeah,
but.
You kind of do the same scene over and over again. Like they're making love by the lake and he's just like, ooh, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Ooh,
one of these days.
Why I would've.
Now, like, I guess the whole story arc would go... Teens arrive, haunted camp. You get the POV shot of the monster looking through the brush at these kids undressing and going into the water. And he's just like, you know, then he's uncomfortable. End of act one. What am I going to do? I can't go out and kill these kids.
He goes and cries
in
his lair.
Yeah, he goes and cries and goes to the other, like a realm of monsters.
So you really want people to sympathize with this monster.
Exactly.
Okay.
He's the main character. Like, you're following him. You're emotionally invested in his quest to kill these
teens. I love a
good
movie where you're rooting for the villain.
Exactly.
You know?
And he goes into this monster dimension where he meets, like, the Freddy Krueger-esque character, the Jason-esque character, all like the slasher movies.
It seems like the Wreck-It Ralph of horror movies, where he just goes into the horror movie dimension and talks to Freddy. He's like, it's okay, buddy. You'll get him one day.
Exactly. It'd be a nice animated fair. And at the end of the movie, third act finale, he finally comes back, charged with a newfound self-confidence, and murders those fucking teenagers.
Wow. That, I just got chills. That's good.
It's good.
Damn. I don't know. What is a recent movie where they had...
it's like pretty much Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah, it's Wreck-It Ralph, except should he have a sidekick, like a little girl?
No.
Because that would just get weird.
No. If anything, he's a loner. And, he's just finds solace in all the other... spookies in this horror movie dimension.
Hmm.
You get like Cenobites and well, you'd probably like have to, you know,
go wreck it.
Do all the knockoffs to where you won't get sued.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Yeah,
there's not a lot of movies where you root for the villain anymore.
Yeah,
I think
especially a monster, like a lovable monster.
They need to make that a thing. Jesus, Pastor.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to wrap it up?
Yeah. If you have any corrections or you want to tell us something about ghost hunting.
Yeah.
AK Podcast at Twitter.
If you want to tell us your ghost experiences.
Yeah.
Let us know. We want to hear them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested. We'll know if you're lying.
Yeah. I'll have my certification.
Yeah, by the time this comes out.
Yeah.
We're going to be certified in ghost hunting. So if you're in the market for a ghost hunter, call us. We do charge, unlike most ghost services.
Yeah, I was going to ask, like, would you trust, like, free ghost services?
No, absolutely not. Like, if you went to your doctor and they were like, hey, I'm going to treat you your life-threatening illness for free, would you trust him? No. Yeah. We pay in America, okay? We pay for our services and our health care, and you're going to pay me. Yeah. Okay. I would also like to apologize for any weird Fester sounds.
Yeah, there's
Fester's
a
my
lot.
Dog, and he's just been fucking snoring this entire time. And sorry about that.
Yeah.
Any technical issues, sorry, my dog did it.
That's a good kind of cover all excuse.
Yeah, cover all excuse. This is Heather, by the way. I don't think we did that.
No, yeah, we didn't introduce ourselves.
Yeah, Heather and Jimmy.
But you already know who it is.
You know who it is.
Heather Dixon, Air Jimmy Horn, Dixon, sibling duo, knows everything.
Yeah, what is it? AK Podcast.
Yeah, at AK Podcast.
At AK Podcast.
On Twitter.
And then Approximate Knowledge on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we have an email account, too.
Do we?
Yeah, it's approximateknowledgepodcast@gmail.com if you prefer that.
Yeah, if you want to just...
If you want to be get that you're anon on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the email address comes up.
But. Well, you can make a fake email address. People do it all the time, Jimmy. Yeah,
that's true.
Technically, our email address is a fake email address. Okay.
Yeah, well, we could just use it to start harassing celebrities.
Oh, we should. Let's just start a very evil... Well, we already started a Twitter account with it. We'll make another one.
Yeah.
We'll start a ghost one, and we'll haunt people on Twitter.
Yeah. Who's a celebrity you'd want to harass on Twitter?
Who's a celebrity? Oh, fuck. James Woods. He's a good one to harass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck him. Mm-hmm. James Woods, if you're listening, don't fucking listen to me, you sexist pig.
Yeah, on that note.
Yeah.
No, you're well educated.
Yeah. Bye.